This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Let's go ahead and get this phone number out there. We are taking your calls all morning on the changes coming out of Flowery Branch, 404-726-0929. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot are out. Decision was made just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints 19-17, bringing the season to 8-9.
It almost, hearing you say it out loud feels surreal.
Yeah.
Been so much buildup to this time, this day really, in a lot of different ways when you look at the elimination from the playoffs. But hearing it said out loud like that, it almost feels strange. If I'm being real, it's like, okay, we are here, we are in this moment, and the next however many years of this franchise could be developed in the coming days,
and
it should be, and hopefully there is some kind of, I keep using the term linear vision from the top down, because I have been so upset, and we've talked about this for the last couple of years, at how things in this organization do not line up with one another. We have just certain pieces that fit certain things, and they're all kind of made based off decisions that I think you could probably say in the last couple of years have been to save jobs or whatever, you know, to kind of make things bulletproof that you can't fail with two of this and two of that. I just want things to start lining up, and I want us to start accumulating talent that is all pointed in the direction that the linear vision has for this organization.
I'm glad you went there. That's the biggest thing for me. Here's what you got to do. This is why I want a football czar, a football president of operations, a guy that just says, the GM and the coach come to me, and it's my vision, so to speak, and they're executing it in a certain way, right? And really the vision is to get to all things be focused in Flowery Branch on football. And then – because I do believe you and I have talked in depth, and you've helped. Your thought about the run, the way that the offense has been ran the last couple of years has enlightened me to look at the defense and what we've done with defense. And you went through three defensive coordinators in 3 years. And Todd just hit me up on Twitter and was like, would you bring Ulbrich in as the head coach? And no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Because I think Jeff Ulbrich is better suited as a DC. And then someone, and I know you've brought this up, and I agree with the thought, is that no matter what, you got to retain Ulbrich. Well, and not you per se, Mike, but I've seen other people say clean house and then say keep Ulbrich. Well, that's literally the opposite of cleaning house. And here's what you can't do. You can't hire a GM and say, to me, this is why I want a president of football operations to be named, because I don't believe you hire a GM and say, here's your head coach, nor do I, you know, and vice versa. So what I believe is that it has you if you're the president of football operations, you say, look, you're my GM. This is what I want in a coach. Go hire the right guy, right?
Sure.
And if I'm the head coach, what I have to do is come in here and stop saying I'm going to run my system with those pieces. That is bad coaching. We need to finally, and that has to be the mindset of the head coach. That has to be said before. What I want is when I'm hiring a coordinator, if I'm the head coach, I need to take look at this personnel, and my system is based on that, which is a wide zone type system. And damn it, go run wide zone based on your personnel and figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
And then on defense, I need to go look at this defense and say, well, we have a smallish, quicker defensive front that is good at getting upfield and attacking. What can I do scheme-wise to build around that? And I also want to say this, and I really want some back and forth from both of y'all on this, or maybe y'all's thoughts, but the defense is in a little bit of a transitional stage, more than you think. Caden Ellis is a free agent. Do I think he fits? Divine Diablo is a guy you just brought in here. Do you go re-sign Caden Ellis and say, I liked what these guys were? Or do you find a guy that is more Divine Diablo-ish, that is Deion Jones-ish, that fits that smaller, can move around, right?
Yeah.
You have your edges. Do you go bring in a David Onyemata-style player, but bigger, and that can kind of eat up a little bit more? Because I thought David Onyemata played really good this year.
Yeah.
And Jesse Bates. Do you say Jesse trained at Xavier Watts? He's in his last year of his deal. Let's cut our losses. Or do you say we got to have that? And I personally believe this one. We got to re-sign him to lower that cap hit. And then you have the Kirk Cousins contract looming. And what do you do with that? There are some big decisions that literally reset the franchise to me. And that's why the clean cut is a little bit easier to understand. That's my personal feeling. I could be wrong. There are also some things that hamstring you, though.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, let me hold you to task on that, because you're talking about starting over, cleaning house, but then you also kind of brought up the offense coordinator needs to run a certain scheme based off the personnel. And that's what I think my fear is with Jeff Olbrich walking out the door, is that it feels like with the personnel you have defensively, that you found somebody that can solve those issues that have really plagued you for the last 10 years when you look at the pass rush, right? And so I think that there's certain things that can be put around him. Now, I don't think that you tell the head coach, hey, you have to retain Jeff Olbrich or the GM or whoever else, but I think whatever head coach is brought in would probably be smart to give it a look and say that, you know, that's a possibility, much in the way that, like you're talking about, if you bring in an offense coordinator, they have to simply kind of refocus what they want to do around what we have. And I think it's a great point you bring up about the defensive personnel. I think Nate Landman's a prime example of what you're talking about. Nate Landman did not fit here with what we wanted to do. He goes out to the LA Rams, and all of a sudden he's a Pro Bowl captain, a guy that's being celebrated week in and week out.
And Divine Diablo is the exact opposite.
And they're exact opposite players, and they both fit schematically what you've asked, you know, of them to do. We knew we needed to get more athletic. Nate Landman didn't exactly fit that. They needed a downhill linebacker. They found that guy, right? But I do look at the offensive line. And that's the one thing for me I look at. You mentioned Kirk Cousins got to figure it out. Kyle Pitts got to figure it out. Algier, Caden Ellis. I mean, you go all the way down. Darnell Mooney, to an extent. I know he's in a contract, but I think that's a conversation you have to have. The offensive line to me is the one thing. You've signed extensions to three of the five of those guys, and Matthew Bergeron deserves an extension as well and should be looked at going into this year, depending on who's in charge of this whole thing. Jake Matthews, Chris Lindstrom, and Caleb McGarry are all under contract for the next three seasons.
Yeah, you can't. There's no moving on, but right. You do need to start looking maybe at the future.
I agree. And that's exactly, when we started this segment, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I need somebody to decide, does Chris Lindstrom fit what we do? Does Caleb McGarry fit what we do? Does Jake Matthews in the picture? And shout out to Mr. Yo, because he tweeted yesterday, hey, we need to remake this offensive line, and he tweeted out a picture of those three guys. One of those guys is going in the Ring of Honor. One of those guys is going to the Pro Bowl this year, and one of those guys had nothing to do with the on-field product this season in Caleb McGarry.
And here's what I tell Mr. Yo. Oh, you want to go there? Then stop campaigning for number 8 to be here. Because number 8, you're playing a man down when you put number 8 at tight end and ask him to do anything. So stop telling me he has to be there, because you're literally hamstringing your own offensive line.
Yeah, that where we get called, where we're bad in short yardage and we get called a finesse offense and bad in short yardage, that goes back to exactly what that is, and it goes back to the identity of what we want to be offensively.
You need a guy in the mold of a George Kittle or a Trey McBride. I know those guys don't grow on trees, but the point of that comment is you need a guy that can block like Charlie Warner, but catch like one of those, at least have it. somewhere in that type of range of that can get open and make contested catches. Because this fantasy world where you live in, where you have this hybrid tight end wide receiver thing, it doesn't work if you're already a little bit light in the ass up front. And you are as an offensive line.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Options clearly are high in the city today with the release of Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot. We do want to take your calls. Let's fit in Sean right now. Sean's calling in from Conyers. Sean, what do you have for us this morning?
Hey, good morning. First of all, I want to say that I'm very, very happy with the dismissal of both the GM and head coach. It was overdue. You know, everybody keep raving about the 4-game winning streak. That should have been going on in the beginning of the season. Everybody keeps saying they was happy with Terry and what he was doing, but the man ain't had no playoff team his whole duration as a GM, and that's unacceptable. You get paid to perform your duties for your boss, and if you don't deliver, then unfortunately that's the consequences that comes with having that position. You know, yeah. As a born and raised citizen of Atlanta, Georgia, you know, we're tired of the losing, man. You know, we want a winning atmosphere. We want the stadium to be like the other stadiums around the the world, where it feel like football atmosphere. You know, we don't care what color the quarterback is. We want someone that's going to come in, that's going to lead these guys to get paid a lot of money to play a game that us working people enjoy watching them do.
Yep.
You know, I feel like the Raheem Morris guy should have never been hired from day one. It's time for the organization to hire a real football coach, a Mike McCarthy, you know, someone that knows how to carry a clipboard or a piece of paper in his hand and make adjustment when needed, man. Yeah. I mean, this guy was on the sideline like he was a fan, man. Looking up at the jumbo screen and everything. It's unacceptable, man. Yeah.
Everybody hated that Raheem Morris. And I do want to talk about this when we get back. I think this has to be an offensive guy. I just personally look at that and think, and I don't know, McCarthy, that's a conversation we can have, but I think this has got to be an offensive hire.
I think it's funny because every time a coach starts losing, you find something you don't like.
Oh, it's all about the wins and losses, for sure.
But you find something on the sideline, like Arthur Smith. People didn't like how he looked smug and angry, and you know the way Dan Quinn was. You know, they called him Coach Bro. It's too many slogans, Coach Bro, and Raheem was.
It did boggle the mind, though. And I'm with you. It did boggle the mind. Raheem just never seemed to be talking to people on the sideline every time. And I don't know if it was just simply what they showed him doing a lot of times on the TV cameras, but it was always like looking up at the Halo board, talking in the headset, looking at the Halo board, talking in the headset, talking to the referee, talking in the headset. It was very interesting to me.
Absolutely. I mean, and on reality shows, they always call that, oh, you're getting a bad edit. When they show like the bad
splicing
things
together the wrong
but
footage.
But you can't give a bad edit if you're doing it. Yeah. Anyway, we are going to continue to unpack this. Get your calls in. We're covering the changes all morning. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, both out just hours after the game. Your calls, 404-726-0929, are next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.